raw barley and chews it. It's barley of truma. You have barley, you have a chuyah b'teiko of truma, and now a zar ate it up, he chewed it up, he ate up this barley. Is again, mishalem es hakerem, v'yena mishalem es hakoymish. You only have to pay back the value of the barley, but you don't have to pay back an extra fifth. Why? Again, ki yoicho parat lamazik. That's not called an achilah. If you chew raw barley, that's not eating. That's called your mazik. It's bad for you, it's bad for the food, you're just ruining the food. So that's only chai, like a regular garden, if you took away shuma from a kayin, but you don't have to pay the extra chaymish. Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Yechanan, za shebola zafsin, shasvin shel truma. If a zar, a regular Yisrael, swallowed this fruit of truma. Rashi says it means prunes, maybe it means prunes. You swallowed a prune. Shrashi bloy kathisa. Without chewing up the prune, you just swallowed it down. It was a prune from truma, and you swallowed it down. So the chiddush will soon say yechai for that alone. That's called an achila, and yechai of keren and chemish. Now, after you swallowed it down, the kiyon, you spit it up again, you vomit it up again. The yochman acher, and another Yisrael went to eat it now. What's the locha? Locha is rishoin mishalem es keren v'chemish. The first person that swallowed it down, even though we didn't chew it, that's the chiddush, that's called the ma'is achila. You weren't filled before, so this eating, you swallowed it down as a derech that way, and it satisfies you. So it's called, you had enough on this prune, therefore you have a chiyah to pay back, keren v'chemish. Ma'ashenkein sheni, the second person that ate, what you spit up, ein mishalem el adimei eitzim l'rishim uvan. He only has to pay back to the first person the value of dimei eitzim, as wood. In other words, since the first person swallowed and spilled it up, it's not really edible right now. Now nobody eats it. What you use it for is just to burn it, to burn wood. So it's considered if the first person has wood to burn. So therefore, if the second person takes it away, he's like taking away your wood. Therefore, you have to pay him back how much it was worth as Pteris wood. Rashi says, Rishayin Mishalem Keren V'chemish. Sha'afi Derech Achilosim. That's the Chiddush. Even though you're only swallowing down this fruit, that's also a derech to eat it that way. V'sheni, the second person, is mishalem d'me eitzim l'rishon. Sherei konan l'rishon. The first one was koiner, owned it. V'nischayim b'tashlum, he has to pay back to the koin. The keren v'chemish. V'ein einem ruyas oid el lasokom. Now this fruit is not edible really. It's only armor to burn with. So therefore the second one is like taking away the wood from the first one. He has to pay him back how much it's worth. Then the Mishnah says, V'oichel v'yashoy seim mitzarfim. So on Yom Kippur, you have the only chayav karis if you eat the size of a date worth of food. And if you drink liquid the size of mola lugmav, rov revius. If you have half of each one of them, you potter. Even though you drank half, more than you ate three quarters of a date, and you drank half of a mola lugmav, you potter in Yom Kippur. The two don't go together. The Gemara says, Mantan, who holds like that? Who's our Mishnah? Amar Rav Chizda, the Chizda says the Chura, but Machlokes Shnuya. I tell you, really, it's a Machlokes our Mishnah. If you have Yeshua, he, our Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. But others argue on this. What's the Raya? Ditnan. We learned the Gemara and Mila. Ditnan. Klal Lom Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua said Klal like this. Kol She Tumasai Vishiyure Shavam. Mitztarif. Anytime you eat a Tumah, and the Tumah itself has the same halachas, and the Shear of the Tumah has the same halachas, then they Mitztarif together. Like Rashi says, "Kagoyin shnei chatzoi zaysim mishnei meisim." You have two meisim. And from each meis, you have a chatzik kezayis. So it's mitzaref together that now you have a kezayis from a meis, and it's matamayu. Why? Because each one comes from a meis, and meisim have the same halachah. It's matamayu for 7 days, and how much of the meis do you have to have a kezayis? So since both chatzik zaysim have the exact same halachah, if you put the two together, it's matama. Oy mishtei nevelus, you have two different animals. They're both nevelus. Oy shtei chatzoi yadosh mishtei shrotzim. Shezman tumos in shava, vishur in shavim. They're both tomed the same amount of time and the exact same measurements. Then the two are put together to make up one size. That's the Yeshua's chiddush. Ma'ashenkin, if there's any difference in the halachas, you can't put the two together. So that's going to be pshat our Mishnah also. Since achila on Yom Kippur has a shear of kedei akasevas agasa, size of a big date. Drinking has a different shear, has a shear of mola lugmav. So therefore, you can't put the two together. So who this goes like Rabbi Yeshua. So again, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Vehilchos tuma." If you want to put two chatzit tuma together, it's only if they have the exact same halachas and the exact same shearim. What about tumasai v'loy shearim? They have the same amount of tuma, but not the same shear. Rashi says, "Going sheretz nevela." If you have a sheres and a nevela, they're both only mitam you to become tummy for one night. That's all. The length is the same thing, but you have different shurim. A sheres is the size of a chadasha, and a nevela is the size of a kezayis. So you can't put the two together. What about shiura and veloy tumasan? Let's say the shiur is the same. They're both like a kezayis, like you have a piece of a mace and a piece of a nevela. They both have the same shiur tummy bekezayis, but they're different halachis. A mace is mitam you for 7 days, and a nevela is mitam you for one day. Or else, loy tumas of loy shiurim, the chal, they're different tumas, are different shiurim, ain't mistarfin. That's Rabbi Yeshua's pshita. So our Mishnah also goes, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that since achila and shtin and kippah are two different shiurim, you can't put the two together. We have Nachman Amen, no. Afilu temi rabbonin, no. Afilu, you want to tell me our Mishnah and Yom Kippah goes according to the rabbonin over there in Hilchos Tumah that argue on Rabbi Yeshua. And I'll say it like this. Ad kam lo kam rabbanon hosam. When did the rabbanon say by hilchos tumah you could put the two together even though they have different shurim? Elalin yin tumah. Why the shame tumah chodahi? Because our core point of both things are tumah. Whether it's a sheret, whether it's a nevela, whether it's a mace, they have one common denominator. They all have hilchos tumah on them. So anything that has to do with hilchos tumah, you can put them together. Aval hocha, but here on Yom Kippur the svar is mishum yisuvei daitahu. The Torah says asher lo yisuneh. Torah says you can't have pleasure on Yom Kippur. You have to take away your hunger pains. The Rabbanan knew, if you put together food and eating, food and drinking, together they do not take away your hunger pains. You have to have of eating the size of a kesevah. That takes away the hunger pains. By drinking, you have to have the size of a molalugma. Anytime you have less than these two shurim, even though you put two of them together, it's not called yisubidaiti. The chenam reshlokish wanted to say the same thing. Then the machlok is shnuyi Rabbi Yeshua. It goes according to Rabbi Yeshua only. This man, like we learn, fell on Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yechon, no, Rabbi Yechon answered back, no. Afilu temi Rabbanan. Even if you want to tell me how Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan. Again, ad kan lo kam Rabbanan hosam. When did the Rabbanan say over there, el in yin tumah? Only the gate to tumah that we say you can put the two tumas together. That half a kezayis of a nevela, half a kezayis of a mace. You can put the two together to matamah, like the smaller, like the less halachah, because I call part of the both tummy. Aval hocha, but here on Yom Kippur, when you want to be mechayiv, mishum yisuvei daite. The Torah says, don't satisfy yourself on Yom Kippur. Don't take away your hunger pains. Vahai loyka mace vadaite. And here, as long as you do not eat the size of food of a date, you do not satisfy yourself. Even though you eat with this half of that size water, it doesn't satisfy yourself. I knew it then by drinking. The Rabbanan knew the only time you satisfy your thirst is only if you drink the size of a molalugma. Less than that, you take a potter. Therefore, our Mishnah goes according to everybody. On Yom Kippur, you can't put the two shurim together. You potter unless you eat either the size of a date worth of food, or else you drink molalugma of drinking. So that's the Mishnah. Ocha v'shosa belamechet. On Yom Kippur itself, let's say first the person ate a little bit in Yom Kippur, and he forgot today was Yom Kippur. And in the same forgetting, an hour later, he drank on Yom Kippur. The locher is ain't a chayiv el chatas achas. He's only chayiv one chatas. Because eating and drinking, the Torah doesn't say two different lavim. The Torah says one lav, asher lo yisuneh. So it's both the chlal, one lav. Therefore, you do one lav, the helem echel, with one forgetting, you only chayiv one chatas. What about the ochal v'yosem malocha? Let's find Yom Kippur. True, you forgot today was Yom Kippur. So first in the morning you had your breakfast, and then you went to work today on Yom Kippur. The locher is chayiv shtei chatois. Now you chayiv two chatois. Because there's a separate lav not to do malocha on Yom Kippur, and there's a separate lav not to eat on Yom Kippur. What about ochal oichlen shein ruyin lachila? You ate food that's not edible. Nobody will eat this food. Mamash, it's just disgusting to eat it. Or else v'shosa mashkin shein ruyin lishtiyah. You drank something, you drank pure oil. It's not drinkable. Or else v'shosa tzir, or else you drank the juice of fish. Or merayis, also the fish juice, is potter. Since this is not edible, it's a svara, you potter in Yom Kippur again. Because the Torah says in Yom Kippur, asher lo yisuneh. Don't do something to satisfy you, take away your hunger pains. If you eat these things, it just gives you more stomach problems, it gives you worse problems. So many of these things, you potter in Yom Kippur. Amar Rash Lakish. How come the Torah didn't say beferish alav not tida on Yom Kippur? Torah doesn't say loy seichel. Why not? And the Gemara mishum de loy efshe. There's no. It wasn't possible for the Torah to say it that way. All right, we'll stop here. It's like a little Gemara.
Daf Pei Aleph. Hold on. Here, Daf Pei Aleph. Mishnah says, Ochal v'shosob helomechot. If on Yom Kippur, somebody ate in the morning, and then he also drank. He ate the shear of a kesebis, that is chayiv chorus, or b'shoigig is chayiv achatis, and then he also drank later on. Behelomechot, with one forgetting. In other words, he forgot today was Yom Kippur, and he ate, and then he drank. He's only chayiv one chatis. That's always the aloch, like Rashi says. Tichat shmohu. It's only one lav, like one aveirum. Tiachilo shtiyo michat shronavki. The pasuk says, Asher lo isuna. You're not supposed to do something to make yourself feel good. So drinking or eating both makes yourself feel good, like takes away your pains. That's the lav. So if you do both of them with one forgetting, you only chayiv one chatis. What about ochal v'yosam alocha? Let's say you ate on Yom Kippur, and you also did malach on Yom Kippur, then chayiv shtei chatois, then you chayiv two chatois, because they're two separate lavin. Like Rashi says, trei shemus ninu, timitrei kroi nafku, learn up on two different sukkim, asher lo isuna, that's the lav not to eat and drink, and then there's a special locha, loisasa malocha. Ochal oichlen shenin ruin lachila, let's say you ate some food that's not edible, you ate strong pepper, you ate like vinegar. You drank vinegar, it's not ruin l'shtiyah. Or else for shosa tziro marais, you drank the juice that comes out of the fish, it's not so drinkable, it's potter. You're potter on Yom Kippur. Because the pshat from the law, the Torah says, Asher lo isuna, you're not supposed to do something to satisfy you, take away your hunger pains, or take away your thirst. If you drink these things, it's just magic you, it's not good for you, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Omer Resh Lakish. How come the Torah doesn't say a lav beferish not to eat on Yom Kippur? The Torah only says a loshin asher lo isuna. That's like an asay. You're not supposed to don't do anything to take away your pain. In other words, you're not supposed to eat. But the Torah doesn't say beferish lo isoichel on Yom Kippur. Why doesn't the Torah say a lav? So Mar says mishum deleyefshem, because there's no way the Torah could say a lav by eating. How should the Torah write it? The Torah should say on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. Then I would say, achilu v'kezayis. Usually achilu means a shear v'kezayis, that's the lav. And that's not shot by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, if you only eat the size of a kezayis, you're potter from an oinish. It's only yosas chati shear. But on Yom Kippur, the Torah says, ashaloi sunah, has the biggest shear, size of a kesevis, of a date. So the Torah can't stam say a loshen of loy soichal. It's the wrong measurement. Nichta rachmona loy suna. Let the Torah says beferish loy suna. Don't have do something to take away your pains. And tomorrow, no, I could say then kum echo mashma. If the Torah would have just said loy suna, I would say just the opposite. It means don't put yourself in pain. Don't give yourself panic. So therefore, it means go and eat. So the Torah can't say loshin loy suna. That would be mashma. Go and eat. Maskevlo ravoshia. The Torah could say Lashon of a lav. Usually when the Torah says Hishomer, watch yourself, and pen, those are always Lashonos of a lav. It means Hishomer, watch yourself, and if you do it, you're over a lav. So let the Torah say Hishomer pen loisuna. Watch yourself not to do something to take away your pains. In other words, watch yourself not to eat. Like Rashi says, Hishomer pen loisuna. Hishomer, watch yourself. Maybe you come to eat something which that will take away your pains, and that's the lava Torah. So why didn't the Torah say Lashon of Hishomer and Pen? So my answer is him came, Nofesh no lavi. If you say Hishomer and Pen, it's mashma two lavs. Hishomer is a lav, and Pen is a lav. So the Torah doesn't want to say twice a lav. That's why the Torah doesn't say Hishomer and Pen. So Drashi him came, Nefesh no lavi, Hishomer a Pen, Sheshneyim loisasehin. They're both the Lashon of a lav. The Yanan lav echod arminin. Our kasher is, why didn't the Torah say one lav? Should the reason why the Torah doesn't say two is because Shemel erotzel harbis by lavin. That's not a kasher to say two. Maybe the Torah doesn't want to say two. So say the word of Yishomer and Pen, that's no good. So good. So the more maskev lo rav bevi barabayim. Nichta rachmona Yishomer b'mitzvah sinui. Only say one of them. Say Lashon of Yishomer. Watch yourself with the mitzvah sinui. In other words, watch yourself to do the mitzvah to make sure you still have your pains. In other words, don't take away your hunger pains. And Hishomer, watch yourself, is Lashon of a lav. So Gemara says, no. In Cain, he shomer de lav lav. True. When the Torah says he shomer, and afterwards it's a lav, then it means a lav. Of he shomer de yesli yesli. When the Torah says the lashon of he shomer, like here, if you want the Torah to say he shomer be mitzvahs inoid, he shomer would only be mashma be mitzvahs esay. So again, it would only be mashma lashon esay, not a lashon lois esay. Like Rashi says, he shomer de lav. They're going he shomer be negerat saras. Shele yiketz parosay. When the Torah says, watch the mitzvah of a negam, not to cut off the negam, then we say Yishomer means a lav. But when the Torah says, by us here, Yishomer be mitzvahs inui, would be a mitzvah essay to watch yourself, not eat, but it wouldn't be a lav. So therefore, the Torah has no way of writing the lav. Therefore, the Torah just says, asher loy suna, that you should not do something to take away the pains. So therefore, we understand that means you're not allowed to eat. Maskev lo Ravashi. Of a nichtov, why didn't the Torah say, al toser min inui? Don't go away from inui. So that would be al toser mashmalav. Don't go away. In other words, you're supposed to be in inui, like painful hunger the whole Yom Kippur. And don't do something to take you away from your pains, which we mashma don't eat. So Gemara says kasher. That's a little bit of kasher. Now usually when the Gemara says lashon of a kasher, not tiyufta, kasher means true, it's a little bit hard, but there is a teretz. Like you could say a teretz bedechik. And some want to say that Torah couldn't have said it lashon of al tosim in inui, because that would be mashma then, kiseida the whole Yom Kippur, you have to be painful, like have to be hungry. Don't take yourself away from being hungry. So maybe that would be mashma even at the beginning of Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur first starts also, you have to be hungry. And that's not true. At the beginning of Yom Kippur, you're allowed to have a suda samasekis. As before Yom Kippur, you have a suda. So therefore, you can't really say like, al tosir, don't take yourself away the whole Yom Kippur from having pains. Because it's not true. The first few minutes, you don't have to have pains. All right. My co-partner, Mr. Kashim, why didn't the Torah say, this type of a loshin, that there is a lav and not teeth on Yom Kippur? The more of a tone, maisla mihocha. Another brisa learns from here. You want to know, Rashi azora bino mihocha. How do we know there's a lav, like in azora? The Torah was makbid, not teeth. Where's the azora? Learn out from here. The Pasuk says, V'yenisem es nafsho seichem. You're supposed to give yourself pain, give yourself pain on Yom Kippur. V'chol melocho leisasu. In one Pasuk it says, you know, don't do melocho. It says, don't do melocho. And also says, loshen of inui. V'inu es nafsho seichem. So, v'chol melocho leisasu. Yochol, I would think, ye onish, al teisvas melocho. Maybe I would think there's an onish, means you get chorus. If you do melocho on inyan of teisvas melocho, Toisus Malacha means that there's an Indian of Toisus Yomtif. Talmudim, the Pasuk says no. V'chol ha-nefesh ha-shalaisase kol Malacha betzom yom hazeh. The whoever does Malacha on the day of Yom Kippur itself. So the drasha al-itzuma shayim. Only if you do work on the day of Yom Kippur itself. The day doesn't only mean the daytime, it means the nighttime. But it means when the day you start after Tzeisik Echovim. Then it's onesh chorus. If you do malacha, one of the lama test malachas on Yom Kippur, you chayiv chorus. But the ain onish chorus, al teisvus malacha. But even though we'll soon see in our days, there's a mitzvah essay of teisvus yomtiv, you're supposed to be mekabel upon yourself Yom Kippur, miboyjoim. Even before Shkia, you're supposed to mekabel upon yourself teisvus Yom Kippurim. Now if you do malacha at that time, there's no onish chorus. You're over the Yisra say. There's a mitzvah essay to be noyig Yom Kippur, even before Yom Kippur really starts. But it's only with the mitzvah saseh, there's no onish chorus. That's this drosh of that the chol nefesh asher sasu kol melacha v'etzem hayom hazeh. When do you get chorus? Only if you do melacha v'etzem hayom hazeh. Mamash on Yom Kippur itself. Good. So yochol, I would think lo yei onish chorus at toisus melacha. True. If you do melacha on the extra time of toisus yomtiv, toisus Yom Kippur, there's no onish chorus. Av yei onish chorus at toisus inui. But we know if you eat on Yom Kippur, the Torah says you get chorus. What about if you eat on Tosfos Yom Kippurim? You are Makabah, you accept it upon yourself Yom Kippur 5 minutes before Shkia. So now for you it's Yom Kippur. Let's say you eat then. Well, I would think maybe you chayiv chorus. You made it Yom Kippur, you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayiv chorus. Talmud Lehman, the Pasuk says no. Ki chol ha-nefesh asher loisuna v'yetzem ha-yom hazeh. It says it's Lashon also by loisuna. By not to eat on Yom Kippur, it also says v'yetzem ha-yom hazeh. V'nichrusu, you get chorus if you eat on Yom Kippur. So the diak is al itzuma shel yoyim onish chorus. If you eat on the day of Yom Kippur itself, after Tzeisik Echovim, when it's already vada Yom Kippur, then you get chorus. But if you eat on the Indian of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, when you makabu Yom Kippur before Shkia on the mitzvah's essay of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, if you eat then, you're not chayiv koris. Yochol, I would think, lo yehei bechlal oynish, maybe who adin is not even an oynish. That's not like we're saying now. Because the pasuk says, v'nichrusa, it says, be'etzem ayayim azeh v'nichrusa. You only get the oynish, the koris, be'etzem ayayim azeh. Avol, I would think, yehei muzer, al tosfos malacha, maybe there's a lav not to do malacha during this Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Talmud Lomar, no, the pasuk says even there's not even a lav. The pasuk says by the lav, v'chol malacha loisasu bi'etzem yom hazeh. Again, by not doing malacha on Yom Kippur, the pasuk says bi'etzem yom hazeh, in the middle of this day. So we dashin al itzume shayim hul muzur. V'yeinoy muzur al Tosfos malacha. There's only a lav not to do malacha on Yom Kippur itself. But on this mitzvah essay, when you makabo tesis Yom Kippurim, if you do malacha then, you're not over in this alav, you're only be mavato the mitzvah essay. Yochel, I would think, lo yehei muzer al tesis malacha, true, there's no lav, if you do malacha on tesis Yom Kippurim, avo yehei muzer al tesis inui, but maybe if you eat during this time when you makabo tesis Yom Kippurim, maybe if you eat then, you're over a lav of inui. So the marva dinu, and really it's a kabo chayim, and svar why you should be chayiv. There should be a lav. Just like malacha, which is noig on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and now lab do malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And still on the mitzvahs of et toisus Yom Kippurim. If you do malacha, then there's no loisa same or bezayinu. The same svar should apply to inu. I mean, not that should be, but it should not be. By inu, if you eat during this time of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, isn't it a svara that she'ena noig b'Shabbos v'yom tovim, that this inyan not to eat is not noig on Shabbos v'yom tiv? So therefore, you see, it's a cow. It's not such a strong iser. Is ena din shlo yei muzer olav? Isn't it a svara that there should not be a lav on Yom Kippur? It's just like you're telling me now. If you do malacha in Tosfos Yom Kippurim, there's no lav, and the lav of working is a stronger lav, because the lav applies even to Shabbos v'yom tovim. Still, it doesn't apply to Tosfos Yom Kippurim. So this new lav, not to eat on Yom Kippur, which does not apply to Shabbos v'Yom Tovim, for sure does not apply on the time of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Avol azara l'inui. Now this was not getting to us though. Avol azara l'inui shiyom atzmoi. But how do we know that if you eat on Yom Kippur, you're over a lav? Where's the azara? Where does the Torah say lashon of a lav? That it's a lav to eat on Yom Kippur? Le'lamadnu. It doesn't say a clear lav in the Torah. So minayin, how do we know it though? The Torah says like this. Lo'yomer oynish b'mlocha. The Torah shouldn't have to say if you do malacha on Yom Kippurim, yechayev koros. The oynish the Torah shouldn't have said. De'gomar me'inui. Because we learn that malacha from inui. That what the Torah says, if you ashel lo'isuna, that if somebody does not fast on Yom Kippur, he's chayev koros. So, Oma inui, maduch this inyan, if you don't fast. She'enu noig b'Shabbos v'yom tovim. It's not noig on Shabbos v'yom tov, but Shabbos v'yom tov you're allowed to eat. Still on ish korus, if you eat on Yom Kippur, yechayev korus, that the Torah says clearly, that v'nichmasom, ha'vizoy malacha. If you do one of the lamates malachas on Yom Kippur, she'noig b'Shabbos v'yom tovim, the yisa malacha is noig on Shabbos, you can't do malachas on Yom Tov. Is like kol shechein, isn't it for sure if you do malacha on Yom Kippurim, you'll have a chayiv koros? Heis maduch if you eat on Yom Kippur, there's new lav, yechayiv koros, so avad if you do malacha on Yom Kippur, yechayiv koros. Loma nemer, what does the Torah say, v'nichrasa by doing malacha, is mufnit extra, this koros, lahakish, to hekish, to learn out, v'lo demimenu, gzereshova, to learn out one pasha from the other pasha with the gzereshova. That nema oynish binui. It says the Torah says if you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayiv koros. For nema oynish b'malacha. And it says if you do malacha on Yom Kippurim, also you chayiv koros. Of a zayma malacha, just like by malacha, loy onish. Elim came hither, just by the malacha, the Torah says clearly, loy sasim. It says clearly not to do malacha. The chomalacha leisasu b'yetsam yom zeh. It's clearly a lav. Leisasu is meila af inui. The same thing that we know, asher leisuna, that you're not supposed to take away your pains, which means you shouldn't eat, is leon neshalim kem hizir. Who are then the only reason why the Torah says koris is because there's also an azar involved. So Mele, we learn now there's also an Azara. Nageh to Malkus, there's Nageh to the Azara. Now, if you eat Mezer on Yom Kippurim, you get Malkus also. According to one man, the other man says, you can't keep Chorus, it's coming with Rab Minei. If you don't hold Chorus, it's coming with Rab Minei, it's called an Azara, you would get Malkus. There is really a love. So the Mara Ikala Mifrit, I can ask a kasha on this. Mali Inu, no. You want to tell me Inu? You know what the Torah says, Inu is Chayiv Chorus. Shloi Huta Mekloli. I tell you, if the Torah would only set chorus by Inui, I would only think if you eat on Yom Kippur, that's why you chayef chorus. You know why? Because there's no heter. Nobody has a heter to eat on Yom Kippur. Teyom ebimlocho. Ma'ashen kein the leisah say not to do melochas on Yom Kippurim. Shehutru mekloloi. There is a time when it's mutter. By the base of Migdish, for the kabonis, you're allowed to bring kabonis on Yom Kippurim. So the gvoya, the tzarek gvoya, it's mutter to do melocha. So I would have thought if the Torah only said a chayiv chorus feeding, I would think if you do malacha, maybe you're not chayiv chorus. Because the malacha is a little bit easier, because you see the Torah was matter the malacha, the Torah gavoya. So therefore the Torah has to say a chorus by malacha. So there's no gzera shava, there's nothing extra. Elo, the Torah says like this, lo yoymar oynish binu. The Torah did not have to say a chayiv chorus if you eat on Yom Kippur. The gomem malacha. Because I should learn out like eating from malacha. Ma malacha. Just like if you do malacha on Yom Kippurim. Shehutra mekloloi. It's a little bit callous. The Torah gave the heter. The Torah kabonis. You are allowed to burn on Yom Kippur. Still on his chorus if we do malacha on Yom Kippurim. Not the Torah gevoya. Yechayiv chorus. Abizai inui. If you go and eat on Yom Kippur. Shloihutra mekloloi. There's no heter at all. Only pekuach nefesh is mutter. But otherwise there's no heter teed on Yom Kippurim. Is like koshchein, isn't it for sure that you should get chorus if you eat? Madach we do malachi yichayev chorus. If you eat for sure, you should be chayev chorus. So if so, loma nema, what does the Torah have to say for nichrus by eating? Is mufni, you have to say it's extra. And lahakish, to make a hekish, you have to learn out one from the other. Veloda mimeno gzeri shava. To learn out a gzeri shava. That what? Nemer onish binui. The Torah says if you eat on Yom Kippurim yichayev chorus. Venemo oinish bimlocha. The Torah says if you do malacha yichayev chorus. So I learn out one from the other. That ma malacha, just like ma malacha, or nishvehizer, true the Torah said it's a chiv chorus. But the Torah also said, loisasu, you now have to do the malacha, there's a lav, af inui. The same thing when we learn that you now have to eat on Yom Kippur, is also onish, if you eat the chiv chorus, vehizer, is also like as if the Torah said a lav, you're not allowed to eat. So the Mara name still equal and I still ask you a question back. Ma malacha, you want to learn out from malacha, I'll tell you malacha is different. Even though true, malacha has one tzad kalis that is hutta for gvoya, but it also has a tzad chumra malacha that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos for Yom Tov. To Yom Abinui, Mashenkin, did you not eat? Shainu noig b'shabosu v'yom tovim. It's not noig on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You are allowed to eat. So maybe I can learn out still one from the other. So maybe nothing is extra. So I don't have an extra gzera shava. I can learn out one from the other. So we're back to the original kasha. How do we know there's an azara if you eat? How do you know you're over alive if you eat on Yom Kippurim? Where's the azara? Some Ravina says like this. Hai Tana Etzem Etzem Gomer. This Tana really the Gzeira Shavar is from the word Etzem Etzem. It says Etzem Hayoyim Azeh by the Indian of not doing malacha. And it says Etzem Hayoyim Azeh by not eating. So it says the word Etzem Etzem Gzeira Shavar. And Mufna, you have to say one of them is extra. D'loy mufne, because if they're not extra, ikol mifra k'rapachinon. I can ask the questions like we just got finished asking. You can't learn out malacha. You want to learn out inui from malacha. By eating, the Torah doesn't say the ferish azara. The Torah doesn't say like a lashon lav, you're not allowed to eat. It just says asher loy suna. But it doesn't say loy suna. It doesn't say loy seichel. So you want to say there's an azara, because I'm learning out inui from malacha. And now we can ask the kasha pirch like we learned out. Maybe malacha is mochomer, because malacha is nageh to Shabbos v'yom tovim. And inu you don't have on Shabbos v'yom tov. So maybe inu is not so strong, there's no azara. So you have to say one of these two itzuma is extra. So the Mara la yefnu yo mufne, like which one of them is extra? So Mara says, Chamisha kroi ksivim. Real Torah says five different psukim. It says five in Yonim about doing malacha on Yom Kippurim. It says bimlacha. Chad li azara. Once a term means there's a lav, you know if you do malacha on Yom Kippurim, you're over a lav. The imam, if you do it by daytime. V'chad li azara delayla. And a special lav to know even at nighttime. If you do malacha then also you chayiv. Trashi b'chad oinish alaylo. Ti yimeinu inyo li azorwa tenu linyo noinish. That's linyo noinish, we'll soon see. T'chad azor laylo. Fayte b'chad li oinish yimama, and one is to come and teach us that there's a chorus if we do malach on the day of Yom Kippur. V'chad li oinish alaylo. And another time a Torah says the malacha, not to do malacha, is Rashi is really chamish here at night. Rashi is a chamish kroim iksiv b'mlochem. Arbo lavim v'koras echad. The Torah says four lavim, four loisa says, and one time the Torah says there's a chiv chorus. So say now the four loisa says like this: one for night, one for day. Then the onish is also like to say on daytime there's a chiv chorus, and then within a night time there's a chiv chorus. V'echad lafnuyi, and one of them is extra. Lemigmar inu b'mlocha to learn out the gzeira shav of etzem one from the other. And bein the imama, bein the lailam, that they have the exact same malachis. That just like by malacha, whether you do the malacha at night or you do it by daytime, you both chayiv koris, and there's an azara, there's a lav, who are then if you eat, whether it's at night or by day, both there's the chayiv koris and there's the azara, the loisasei. The very Rabbi Yishmael Tonet, Rabbi Yishmael learned like this, Ne'makan inui. It says true over here, inu the inyanev, to man yourself, asher lo yisuna, by Yom Kippurim. Says all the other places inui. The Rashi said the other place inui is al devar asher inu esaisus riyayu. If you're mezana with your friend's wife, al devar asher inu esaisus riyayu. So we learn out mal lahalin loyonu shalim kem hizur. Just like by a royis, if you're mezana with an isha, you only get the azara, the einish, because there is an azara also. There's a loisa say there, and the einish is afkan. The same thing with Yom Kippurim also. Loyona shalim kem hizur. The only reason why you get a chiyuv koris if you eat on Yom Kippur, you have to know because there is an azara also. There is an azara by eating on Yom Kippur. Rav Acha by Yaakov Omar, Yalev Shabbos a Shabbosin mi Shabbos Breishis. It says by Yom Kippurim in Loshon of Shabbos Shabbosin. So Yom Kippur is like a Shabbos. So we're learning out from the same halacha of Yikas Shabbos, Shabbos Bereishis. In other words, by not doing halacha on Shabbos. Mal lahalan, just like by Shabbos. Lo yonah shalim kem hizur. We know if you do halacha on Shabbos, you chayiv miso. And the Torah says, lo sasi, now I'll do the halacha. Is afkan the same thing here by inui of Yom Kippurim. As if to say, Shabbos, Shabbos means that the whole din of Yom Kippur has a halacha like Shabbos. In other words, any yisurim you find by Yom Kippur, there are always two things. There's the einish there, and there's also the azara. Just like by Shabbos, we have an einish with the azara. Is afkan b'yom the lavim of Yom Kippurim dinyonim is like onish elim kein hizur. If you find an onish, if you find you get a chiyuv koros on Yom Kippurim for eating, you should have to know there's also an azara involved also. Yeah. In Hashem, just before the shal before we sent your son, that there's four lavim. One is for the nighttime, one is for the daytime. The question is, what do we need taka to lavim for? Like, why should I make a difference between the day and the nighttime? So he says, lo yedana, ibina b'chol duchta, oynish ti yamama v'layla b'mlocha, v'gayin shavlasi yam tovim, v'chol ha-shamayid. Like, he doesn't know taka. Other places we don't find like this. We never find the Gemara should say you need a special lav, not to do malacha Shabbos by night, and not to do malacha Shabbos by day. How come punk by Yom Kippur we have to have like a special lav and a special azara not to do malacha by day and not to do it by night? And that's Gemara says you have four times, tells both by day and by night. We have Papa Omer. Papa says who gufa Shabbos ikri. You don't have to go to Shabbos Shabbos to make a gzeira shava to Shabbos Breish.